Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes. My wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, is just full of good work. She's a virtuous woman. Yes, she is. Amen. Just doing good, working, doing good for Jesus. Praise God. I love my wife, Missionary Velvet. Praise God. Hopefully, she'll be back on the broadcast in future broadcasts. Praise God. Amen. But I'm here on radio spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to all of you out there in the free world, as well as those of you that's behind prison bars, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. Praise God. The Lord had blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services, or we are having wonderful services behind them jails and prisons with them inmates, praise the Lord. I'm telling you. Amen. We are here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. Amen. Now, I know we're in a message talking about repentance. And I'm preaching, amen, letting you know that it's more to being saved than just repentance. Praise God. So we're going to continue the message on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. Yes. Repentance lays the foundation, like you build a house. You lay a foundation, but you got to continue to build to make your house. You don't just make that foundation and move into on that foundation. You're exposed to the weather, the rain, the snow, the sleet. But in order for you to have a good house, you got to keep on building. That's the way it is with salvation. Repentance lays the foundation. Praying and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Amen. And true repentance is asking the Lord to forgive you for your sin. You won't sin no more. That's true repentance. The devil have a lot of people trapped with fear, believing that you're going to sin some more. The devil wants you to stay that way. The devil wanted you to be bound. Feel like you got to sin all your days. That's a trap of Satan. So many Christians are trapped in that. You got preachers trapped. Amen. Folks is going to hell believing that lie, that you got to continue in your sins. But I'm here on radio to spread the good news, to let you know Jesus came into the world to bring us out of sin. You can come out of sin, people. You don't have to spend all your days believing that you got to sin all your days. But Jesus come to set you free and bring you out. Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross to bring us out. And people, we need to understand, know that. Preachers, we need to understand, know that. Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner and fix it so you can be boned again. Praise the Lord. The new birth. Praise God. The new birth is being bone of the spirit. And like we said on our earlier broadcast, being bone of the spirit is not being baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I'm letting people know that. Praise God. Being bone of the spirit is when the Lord breathes a life in your soul and sanctify you holy. That's being bone of the spirit. And people need to understand, know that. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Too many Christians are trying to pattern their life after King David. I know David was a man after God's own heart because David desired to do right. But he couldn't do it because that sinful nature was still in King David. And David desired to be free, but he couldn't get free. But he had to wait for Jesus to come. And I'm here to let you know, we need to take our eyes off King David and get your eyes on Jesus, who knew no sin. Neither was any guile found in his mouth. In order for you to get to heaven, you got to follow Jesus. Don't follow King David, but follow Jesus. Because King David had to follow Jesus. Because Jesus is the way. You hear me? Praise the Lord. And people need to understand, know that. The devil wants to look you to look at bad examples. Because he knows if you look at a bad example, you're going down there where he at. Because the devil is a bad example. I'm telling you, praise God. But if you want to make heaven, look at the perfect man. The perfect man is Jesus Christ. And want to be like Jesus. The old saints used to sing a song, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, how I long to be like him, so meek and lowly, so humble and holy, how I long to be like him. How many of you all want to be like Jesus? Huh? Praise the Lord. In order to make it to heaven, we must be like Jesus. Follow Jesus. That's what Apostle Peter preached in Acts 2:38. Yes, he did. He preached, follow Jesus. That's what he preached. Praise God. I was in South Carolina. I encouraged the saints to follow Jesus. We need to follow Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because I'm following Jesus. Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. We need to follow Jesus. Because if you follow Jesus, you will make it into heaven. And Jesus will carry you straight to the cross. Amen. The cross of Calvary. And let you get that blood bath. Sanctify you holy. Yes, it will. Root out that Adam nature of sin. Place in you a brand new nature. The nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get you ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost dwells in a clean vessel. The Holy Ghost don't dwell in no sinner. But the Holy Ghost dwells in a clean vessel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just like you want to eat your nice chicken dinner, your fish dinner, eat your collard greens, your cabbages. Amen. You want to eat it out of a clean plate, don't you? You don't want to eat it out of a dirty plate. God don't want to put his Holy Ghost in no dirty heart. Amen. The Lord wants to put it in a pure heart because God is holy. So Jesus come to root that sinful nature out of us so that we can be pure. We can be clean. Be vessels to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that with fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I know I'm a thunder and lightning preacher because I preach holiness. Praise the Lord. I'm a sanctified preacher. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's hear a song of praise. We need to know the Lord in the now. Because so many people don't know Christ. They claim him, but they don't know him. But do you know the man? Do you know the man from Galilee? Amen. You need to know Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Michael Carr is going to tell you about knowing Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Thank you.
in our busyness. We made you in our image, so what makes idolatry? Oh, deliver me. Break my heart so I can see all the ways you dwell in us, that you're alive in me.
We need to know the Lord in the now. Yes, sir. You need to know him in the now. Amen. Jesus come to be a deliverer, to save us from our sin, to take sin out of the sinner so that you can be free. You can be transformed, changed, turning from your sin, able to live a brand new life, to serve the Lord. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, you women too, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things, sinful things are all passed away. And behold, all things become new. Not some things, but all things become new. Jesus will transform your life, change your life, fix it so you can live a brand new life. Living holy, serving the Lord. Because God wants 24-hour Christians. Not just Sunday morning, not just prayer meeting Christians. But he wants people to serve him 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. Full-time Christians. I'm telling you. Amen. Preachers, we need to serve God with all our heart. Not just part of it, but all of it. Because God is a jealous God. He wants all of us. Not just part, but all of us. He don't share us with the devil. So many Christians are trying to share their life, share their time with the Lord and the devil. You can't do that. No. God is jealous. He wants you to serve him with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your strength. Those people that try to straddle the fence, you're not saved. And I'm letting people know that you're not saved. Because God don't share with the devil. No, he don't. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, praise God. We need to tell that world goodbye. Pray that prayer. Say, Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, I won't sin no more. Don't let the devil scare you and keep you trapped so you can end up going to hell. I'm telling you, praise God. It's sad so many people are entering into eternity and not sanctified through the blood. That's so sad. I'm telling you, it's so sad. Because you can't go to heaven with that sinful nature in you. I'm telling you, praise God. The Bible declares in St. Matthew 5:8, Jesus told us, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I'm telling you, amen. Your heart got to be pure to make it into heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's why I preach on the radio. Let people know that. Praise the Lord. Amen. We need to live right if you want to make heaven your home. Heaven got to first come in us in order to make it to heaven up there. You can't go to heaven living your life in the whorehouses. Amen. The drug dealers getting, amen, high off of crack cocaine, smoking weed, drinking alcohol. You can't go to heaven like that. No, committing adultery, shacking up. You can't go to heaven like that. Stealing, shoplifting in the stores. No, you can't go to heaven like that. Amen. But Jesus come to save you from your sin. So you don't lie no more. You don't cheat no more. You don't be covers hearted. I'm telling you, you don't have hatred in your heart against people, against your neighbor, against other folks. You don't do that. You'll treat people the way you want to be treated. When Christ come in us, he fixes so we can obey and do what that Bible said. So you'll be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Praise the Lord. It's time to live holy, people. Christ bring forth a change in us. People, we need to see the change. There's too many hypocrites out there. You can't go to heaven being a child molester. No. I'm telling you. Well, they are preachers. I don't care what they say they are. But I'm telling you, you can't go to heaven with sin in you, because hell is going to be hell preachers in there too. Amen. Because they can't live right. That's why. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, glory to God. Praise God. We need to be boned again. Be boned of the Spirit. Not just the water, but of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Well, I was baptized in Jesus' name. If you were baptized in Jesus' name, why are you not sanctified through the blood? Why you still commit sin? Huh? Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Jesus' name is not just in the Jordan River. Jesus' name is at Calvary, in the blood. There's power in the blood. We sang that song, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is what people need to root that Adam nature of sin out of you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Because you can't go to heaven with that Adam nature in you. Praise the Lord. Amen. People are trying to get the Holy Ghost with the Adam nature of sin in them. That's impossible. You heard me? How can you put new wine in old bottles? Huh? Praise the Lord. Jesus said you can't put new wine in old bottles. Praise God. Or else the bottle will blow up. You hear me? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. But I'm going to let you know, when Christ come in you, he clean you up and wash you in the blood. Praise God. And make you clean. So that you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost come to guide you into all truth. The Holy Ghost don't guide you nowhere you don't need to be. So many Christians talking about they got the Holy Spirit and acting like the devil. I'm telling you, you got a, amen, ghost in you, but it's sure not holy. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. When Christ come in you, he'll make you like Christ. He'll cause you to act like Christ. You have a calmness about you. Got a peace about you. Got that love of God in your heart. You are meek and humble. Yes, sir. Amen. But when folk got the devil in them, they act like the devil is in them. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Praise God. When Christ come in you, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Jesus said, by their fruit you should know them. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, it's not just what you say with your mouth. Is what you live in your heart. Because the Lord is looking at what's in the heart. Not just what's coming out the mouth. It's what's in your heart. That's where the fruit is at. Glory to God. Amen. When Christ come in us, we got to demonstrate that life. By the way we live, how we treat people. How we love, I mean, in our dealings. How we love the Lord. We got to show it. Demonstrate it in our everyday life. To walk every day in the word of God. To resist evil. Resist temptation of sin. Praise God. That's when you're saved. When you learn how to resist it. But when people try to say they saved and doing the very thing the Bible said don't do, you shacking up, getting in bed with somebody you're not married to, amen. You got preachers getting fresh with some, amen, girl they're not married to. That's because the devil is in the people. You hear me? And you can't go to heaven like that. Glory to God. I'm telling you. You can go to hell in the church like you can the sun out there in the street. I'm telling you, praise God. And people need to understand and know that. Praise the Lord. It's sad people live a no good life. And people know you live a no good life. You got funeral directors talking about it. Amen. People, amen, living old life, no good life. Amen. And then they leave here and you sure can't come back and change it. No. Amen. Because what's done is done. And you're going to where you work to go. And you sure ain't going to heaven with that mess in your heart. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And people in their heart, they know. They know. Amen. I was at a home-going service, amen, some months ago and heard the funeral directors talking about somebody. Amen. Knowing they ain't living right. Glory to God. That, amen. I'm telling you. Praise God. But, amen. People, we need to be saved. You hear me? Preachers, we need to live right. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise God. If you want to go to heaven, you must live right. I let you know. You just can't go to heaven living an up and down life, living an old messy life, and then talking about you're going to slip into heaven on grace. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen. Don't believe that lie. You hear me? Glory to God. The false prophets are preaching lies and got people believing lies. Telling them what they want to hear. Making people feel good. Amen. Going to hell. I'm telling you, glory to God. But I want to let you know Jesus come to fix it so we can get right with God. Amen. Them old saints sing that song saying, good ride, church, and let's go home. Good ride, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train. The evening train may be too late. The evening train may be too late. I'm going home on the morning train. Get right, church, and let's go home. People, we need to get right, church. Get right. Amen. Be saved. Be sanctified through the blood of Jesus. Be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. Praise the Lord. So you can make it into heaven, living holy for the Lord. Turning your back on the world. And amen, ready to follow Jesus. Sing that song, follow, follow. I'm going to follow Jesus. Follow, follow. I'm going to follow Jesus. I don't care what the world may say. I'm going to follow Jesus. I don't care what the world may say. I'm going to follow Jesus. Follow, follow. I'm going to follow Jesus. Follow, follow. I'm going to follow Jesus. How many of y'all going to follow Jesus? No, tell them, amen. Don't care what the people say, what the false prophet's saying. I'm going to follow Jesus, who did no sin. Neither was any guile found in his mouth. You got to live for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Live for the Lord. Praise God. To make it into the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. It's time to repent. It's time to get right with God. It's time to stop playing church. Stop trying to fool yourself, thinking you're going to slip into heaven like some thief. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. But we need to get right. We need to change our way of living. Be born again. Praise God. Be washed in the blood of the Lamb. And fix it so you can live a life to please God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Praise God. Father and mighty, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the, amen, people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Glory to God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, I want you to, amen, to praise our God. Deliver people from alcohol, from drugs, from fentanyl, from stealing, robbing, shoplifting. Praise God. Lord, make them honest. Amen. Worshiping false religions. Lord, deliver the people from it. Lord, fix the soul to follow you, Jesus, knowing you the only way to heaven. Praise the Lord. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. While you're praising God, those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Praise God. It's a powerful website, anointed website. Amen. That the whole family can be blessed. Even the children can click on the activity page. Learn about Jesus on their level. Good cartoons. Bible cartoons. All those information for the kids. Bible games on for the kids. On the Heaven Bound Train website. Click on it many times as you want to. Praise God. Those in the free world and those of you that's incarcerated, you can, amen, get with the people. Amen. Order my book that's out. Amen. A Glimpse of God's Magnificent Plan for His People. Praise God. It's a powerful book. Amen. That will bless your soul. Praise God. Just click on it. Order it through Amazon. Praise God. Website. Praise the Lord. It's a book. Praise God. Amen. My book, new book that's out. And also another book that I got out. This is Successful Journey of a Christian. Praise God. Those books are out. Praise the Lord. Amen. Click on it. Amen. Amazon. Pull them up on Amazon. Amen. And you can find The Successful Journey of a Christian on, amen, Barnes & Noble bookstores. Praise the Lord. Just pick it up. Just click on it. Amen. Order that book. Praise the Lord. To bless your soul real good. Praise God. Amen. I'm a Jesus man. I'm a Bible man. Praise the Lord. I love Jesus. Amen. I want you to be able to make heaven. Yes, I want you to make heaven. Praise the Lord. That's the reason why I preach like I do. Because I know ain't no sinner going up there. You got to be boned again. Boned by the power of God. Praise the Lord. So till next broadcast, this chapter of William Holmes, leaving you with the thought that if Jesus, amen, come back for you today, will you be ready to go? I'm telling you. Because it's sad to leave this world, people, without Jesus. Without being sanctified through the blood. It's sad. Praise God. And I don't want you to be in that position. But I want you to be ready. Praise the Lord. So receive the word. Get ready. So you can make heaven your home. May God bless you the next week at the same time for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Mission Broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.